This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor. A South Florida teenager is back home with his family this morning after having quite an adventure in the Mideast. The 16-year-old decided on his own to travel to experience the lives of Iraqi people. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin was at Miami International Airport as he was reunited with his family last night.
A mob of reporters followed Faris Hassan as he and his family left MIA. He said nothing, only giving a thumbs up. His mother, Shita Atia, said he was exhausted after the long trip.
He didn't want to comment, but he says, I just, Mom, come alone and take me home. And he's just very tired. And I'm sure there will be a point when he will talk to everyone.
She gave him a big hug as he emerged from customs and called it a huge relief to finally have him home.
I'm really delighted. I'm very happy, but I'm very shaky and nervous. So.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's been a very overwhelming overall experience.
Atia also said she plans to have a long talk with the 16-year-old. That may not be his only trouble. Officials at the school he attends are asking for a meeting with his parents before Hassan is allowed to return to class. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor. A Fort Lauderdale teenager will be facing disciplinary action for skipping school to go to Iraq. Meanwhile, WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin says he backed out of a promise to share his experiences.
With a swarm of reporters waiting on his front lawn, Faris Hassan apparently decided he couldn't go through with it. His older sister, Shanaz Hassan, came outside an hour after the news conference was to begin.
We are very sorry for this inconvenience. Faris currently does not wish to address the media.
A minute or so later, she said through the door of the family's home that he's just too overwhelmed by the attention and that he and the family are exhausted. Meanwhile, he returned to class yesterday at Pinecrest School. Todd Hushp is the upper school head.
We asked him to come in before his first period of class. He was very contrite and he said, I'm really sorry that I have done this and that I have caused such a stir.
Hassan will be facing disciplinary action for skipping 5 days of school to go to Iraq. That could mean a drop in grades, community service, or writing a letter of apology. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.